Understanding the historical context of King Hezekiah's life is fundamental to comprehending the magnitude of his illness and subsequent recovery. Hezekiah reigned over Judah around the 7th century BC, a crucial period for the kingdom. This era was marked by a series of internal and external challenges that profoundly affected the stability and security of Judah. During his reign, Judah faced threats from powerful enemies, especially the Assyrian Empire, which posed a constant and growing threat. The political and military situation was tense, and Judah was under constant pressure to choose between submitting to Assyrian hegemony or facing the consequences of resistance. In this context, Hezekiah emerged as an exceptional leader who sought God's protection and blessing for his people. From the beginning of his reign, Hezekiah dedicated himself to religious and political reforms aimed at restoring the worship of the true God and strengthening Judah's national identity as God's chosen people. This included purifying the temple and eliminating idolatry that had contaminated the religious life of the people. One of the most notable moments of Hezekiah's reign was his brave resistance against the Assyrian invasion under King Sennacherib. In 701 BC, Sennacherib marched with his powerful army toward Judah, threatening to destroy Jerusalem. Amid this crisis, Hezekiah demonstrated his confidence in God by seeking his help and guidance. Hezekiah urged the prophet Isaiah to pray for divine intervention, and God responded to his pleas by sending an angel who destroyed the Assyrian army, thus saving Jerusalem and the kingdom of Judah from destruction. The victory over Sennacherib marked a turning point in Hezekiah's reign and strengthened his position as the leader of his people. His faith and trust in God inspired others to follow his example, and his commitment to true worship and obedience to God left a lasting legacy in Judah's history. Although he faced numerous challenges during his reign, Hezekiah demonstrated that faith and trust in God can overcome even the most formidable threats. Hezekiah ascended to the throne of Judah in a time of spiritual and political crisis. He inherited a kingdom weakened by idolatry and corruption and faced the constant threat of foreign powers, especially the powerful Assyrian Empire. Instead of succumbing to fear or despair, Hezekiah sought to restore the worship of the true God and strengthen his nation's defenses. One of Hezekiah's first actions as king was to carry out a wide-ranging religious reform in Judah. He eliminated pagan altars and idols, restored the worship of the God of Israel, and called the people back to obedience to the law of Moses. Hezekiah renewed the temple in Jerusalem and re-established the priestly service according to divine prescriptions. His commitment to true worship and obedience to God set the stage for divine intervention during the crisis he would face later. Despite this remarkable victory, Hezekiah also faced difficult moments and challenges in his reign. At one point, he fell gravely ill, and the prophet Isaiah announced that he would die. Hezekiah prayed fervently to God, and God heard his prayer, extending his life by 15 years as a sign of his mercy. This episode illustrates the importance of prayer and trust in God, even in the most difficult moments. In 2 Kings 20, it is reported how Hezekiah became gravely ill and was at the brink of death. The verse says, "In those days Hezekiah was sick and near death, and Isaiah the prophet, the son of Amoz, went to him and said to him, 'Thus says the Lord, set your house in order, for you shall die and not live.' Then he turned his face toward the wall and prayed to the Lord, saying, 'Remember now, O Lord, I pray, how I have walked before you in truth and with a loyal heart, and have done what was good in your sight.' And Hezekiah wept bitterly." Before Isaiah had gone out into the middle court, the word of the Lord came to him, saying, "Return and tell Hezekiah, the leader of my people, 'Thus says the Lord, the God of David your father, I have heard your prayer. I have seen your tears. Surely I will heal you. On the third day you shall go up to the house of the Lord, and I will add to your days 15 years. I will deliver you and this city from the hand of the king of Assyria, and I will defend this city for my own sake and for the sake of my servant David." Then Isaiah said, "Take a lump of figs." So they took and laid it on the boil, and he recovered. And Hezekiah said to Isaiah, "What is the sign that the Lord will heal me, and that I shall go up to the house of the Lord the third day?" Then Isaiah said, "This is the sign to you from the Lord, that the Lord will do the thing which he has spoken. Shall the shadow go forward 10 degrees, or go backward 10 degrees? And Hezekiah answered, "It is an easy thing for the shadow to go down 10 degrees. No, but let the shadow go backward 10 degrees. So Isaiah the prophet cried out to the Lord, and he brought the shadow 10 degrees backward, by which it had gone down on the sundial of Ahaz. Hezekiah faced a situation of severe illness and danger to his life. Instead of relying solely on human resources or seeking earthly solutions, he turned to prayer and trusted in God. This highlights the importance of prayer as a means of communication with God and the need to trust him in times of affliction and difficulty. It teaches us that, even in seemingly desperate situations, God is willing to intervene and respond to our prayers. Hezekiah wept bitterly before God, acknowledging his failures and vulnerability. This act of humility and repentance shows the importance of a contrite heart before God. It reminds us that when we approach God with sincerity and humility, he is willing to forgive our sins and show his mercy. God heard Hezekiah's prayer and responded by extending his life. This reveals the loving and compassionate nature of God, who is willing to intervene in our lives for our well-being. It teaches us that our prayers do not fall on deaf ears, and that God is willing to act on our behalf according to his perfect will and wisdom. The sign of the shadow going back on the sundial of Ahaz was an extraordinary miracle that confirmed God's promise to heal Hezekiah and prolong his life. This miraculous sign strengthened Hezekiah's faith and those who witnessed the event, demonstrating God's power and faithfulness. It teaches us that God can use signs and miracles to strengthen our faith and confirm his word in our lives. Isaiah 38:9-20 records Hezekiah's song of thanksgiving after his recovery from a severe illness. The passage says, "I said, in the prime of my life, I shall go to the gates of Sheol. I am deprived of the remainder of my years. I said, I shall not see Yah, the Lord in the land of the living. I shall observe man no more among the inhabitants of the world. My lifespan is gone, taken from me like a shepherd's tent. I have cut off my life like a weaver. He cuts me off from the loom. From day until night you make an end of me. I have considered until morning, like a lion, so he breaks all my bones. From day until night you make an end of me, like a crane or a swallow, so I chattered. I mourned like a dove. My eyes fail from looking upward. O Lord, I am oppressed. Undertake for me. What shall I say? He has both spoken to me, and he himself has done it. I shall walk carefully all my years in the bitterness of my soul. O Lord, by these things men live, and in all these things is the life of my spirit, so you will restore me and make me live. Indeed, it was for my own peace that I had great bitterness, but you have lovingly delivered my soul from the pit of corruption, for you have cast all my sins behind your back. For Sheol cannot thank you, death cannot praise you. Those who go down to the pit cannot hope for your truth. The living man, he shall praise you, as I do this day. The Father shall make known your truth to the children. The Lord was ready to save me. Therefore we will sing my songs with stringed instruments all the days of our life in the house of the Lord." This song highlights Hezekiah's gratitude to God for his healing and extended life. He acknowledges his human weakness and fragility, but praises God for his divine intervention and shown love. Even after his efforts to lead his people in righteousness and faith, Hezekiah faced an immense personal trial when struck by a severe and seemingly terminal illness. Hezekiah's illness not only posed a threat to his own life, but also raised serious questions about Judah's future. As a leader and king, his health and well-being were intrinsically linked to the kingdom's destiny and stability. The possibility of losing their king at such a critical moment would certainly sow chaos and uncertainty among his people and enemies. In the face of this desperate situation, Hezekiah turned to prayer as his only hope. In an act of profound faith and humility, he turned to God for help and healing. In his prayer, Hezekiah reminded God of his devotion and faithfulness and pleaded for divine intervention to save him from death. His prayer was not merely an act of desperate supplication, but a testimony of his deep trust in God's power and mercy. God's response to Hezekiah's prayer was swift and miraculous. Before Isaiah left the royal palace, God sent a message of healing and life to Hezekiah. The prophet announced that God had heard the king's pleas and would grant him an additional 15 years of life, besides delivering Judah from the Assyrian siege. This miraculous act of healing not only demonstrated God's supernatural power to intervene in his servants' lives, but also confirmed Hezekiah's faith and devotion as a pious and righteous leader. Hezekiah's testimony of faith and hope amid adversity inspired his people and strengthened their confidence in God's protective power. Hezekiah's illness and prayer story offers valuable lessons about faith and prayer's importance during difficult times. It reminds us that even pious leaders face trials and challenges in life, but their response of faith and trust in God marks the difference in their destiny. Moreover, Hezekiah's story teaches us that prayer is a powerful means of communication with God that can bring comfort, healing, and deliverance amid our struggles and suffering. Through prayer, we can find strength and hope to face difficulties with courage and determination, knowing that God is always near to hear our pleas and respond according to His will. However, despite his achievements, Hezekiah's reign was also marked by moments of weakness and mistakes. One of the most notorious episodes was his encounter with the Babylonian envoys during his illness. When the Babylonian envoys arrived in Jerusalem to express their recovery wishes, Hezekiah proudly showed all the kingdom's riches and treasures to these foreigners. This act of ostentation and vanity provoked the prophet Isaiah's reprimand, who predicted that Judah's riches would be plundered by Babylon in the future as a consequence of Hezekiah's lack of humility and trust in God. Isaiah's warning was fulfilled decades later when the kingdom of Judah fell to the Babylonian Empire. Jerusalem was destroyed, the temple plundered, and much of the population taken captive to Babylon. This catastrophic event, known as the fall of Jerusalem in 586 BC, was the direct result of Judah's leaders and people's disobedience and lack of trust in God, including Hezekiah. Hezekiah's disobedience in proudly showing the kingdom's riches to the Babylonian envoys reveals a lack of trust in God and an excessive reliance on human power and material resources. Instead of trusting in divine protection and provision, Hezekiah sought to impress men with Judah's earthly riches. This act reflects an attitude of unbelief and lack of faith in God's ability to care for and sustain his people. God's punishment on Judah, predicted by the prophet Isaiah as a result of Hezekiah's action, illustrates that sin has inevitable consequences. Although God is merciful and forgives sin when we genuinely repent, we can still face the repercussions of our sinful actions. In Judah's case, the plunder and destruction by Babylon were the direct result of disobedience and lack of trust in God. Hezekiah's story and his punishment serve as a warning to believers about the importance of humility, obedience, and trust in God. It reminds us to seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness and trust that he will take care of our needs, Matthew 6:33. Moreover, it calls us to remain vigilant against the temptation to rely on our own strength and resources instead of depending entirely on God's grace and power, Hebrews 9:27. Hebrews 9:27 says, "And as it is appointed for men to die once, but after this, the judgment." This verse speaks about two important aspects of the human experience, mortality and judgment. The first part states that it is appointed for men to die once. This refers to the universal fact that all human beings will experience physical death at some point in their lives. It is a natural and inevitable process that we all face. The second part speaks about the judgment that follows death. This implies that each person will be evaluated or judged for their actions and decisions in this life. The judgment can be understood in both a temporal and eternal sense. Temporal judgment refers to the consequences of our actions in this life, while eternal judgment refers to the final evaluation of our lives before God. The death warning directed to Hezekiah in the biblical account invites us to deeply reflect on the transient nature of human life and the inevitability of final judgment. This episode reminds us that life is fragile and fleeting, and that, at any moment, we may face the reality of our mortality. It is a vivid reminder that none of us is exempt from experiencing death, and that we are all subject to this world's temporal limitations. As we consider the brevity of our earthly existence, we are confronted with the urgency to live a meaningful and transcendent life. It urges us to reflect on how we invest our time and energy, and whether we dedicate our lives to purposes that will endure beyond our departure from this world. This reflection challenges us to prioritize what truly matters in life and live according to values and principles that transcend the temporal and mundane. Living for Christ implies recognizing that our existence is intrinsically linked to Him. Every aspect of our lives, whether in our relationships, work, studies, or ministry, should be guided by God's love and will. As Christians, our supreme purpose is to glorify God in everything we do. In 1 Corinthians 10:31, it is written, "Therefore, whether you eat or drink, or whatever you do, do all to the glory of God." This verse emphasizes the importance of living every aspect of our lives in a way that honors and glorifies God at all times. It is not just about religious or spiritual activities, but about every action we undertake. The spiritual significance of this verse lies in the idea that our lives should be completely dedicated to God. Every act, great or small, ordinary or extraordinary, should be done with the intention of reflecting God's glory and His character in our lives. This implies that our decisions and actions should be aligned with the principles and values of God's kingdom. On a practical level, this challenges us to live our lives in a conscious and deliberate manner, always seeking God's will in everything we do. It means that our daily choices, even the most mundane ones, can be opportunities to serve and honor God, whether by showing love and kindness to others, being diligent in our work, or simply caring for our bodies as the temple of the Holy Spirit. Hebrews 13:14 reminds us, "For here we have no continuing city, but we seek the one to come." This verse is part of the final exhortations and conclusions of the letter to the Hebrews in the New Testament. The writer of Hebrews reminds believers that this world is not their permanent home. Instead of clinging to earthly possessions and comforts, Christians should remember that they are pilgrims in this world and that their true citizenship is in heaven. Philippians 1:21 says, "For to me to live is Christ, and to die is gain." This is a powerful declaration by the Apostle Paul that encapsulates his deep faith and commitment to Christ and his perspective on life and death. This verse challenges us to consider whether Christ is the center of our lives and whether we are living according to His will and purpose. In summary, Hezekiah's life teaches us the importance of faith, prayer, and trust in God at all times. Even in the face of challenges and adversities, we can find strength and hope in our faith. May this transformative truth guide our lives and give us the strength to live each day with passion and purpose for God's glory. In this account, we explore the life of a valiant monarch and his confrontation with a seemingly insurmountable illness. Hezekiah's determination, faith, and relentless quest for solutions inspire us all. What did you think of this story? Is there any aspect that impacted you or that you would like to comment on? This space is for you, and your opinions are crucial for us to continue growing together. Thank you so much for watching this video and being part of our community. Your attention and support are invaluable to us. See you in the next video. May God bless and protect you always. Amen.